Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Uber's giving you the option to ask for a quiet driver.
Yeah, and those rides, though, by the way, are only the higher-end ones, like the XL and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. However, there is the option, I want a quiet driver.
David doesn't.
Yeah, personally, I like when a cab driver tells me all their crazy stories. I particularly like it when they tell me stories about the stupid things drunk people do.
Right.
I don't need music or anything. I can just listen the whole ride about drunk stories. Yeah. From
and nobody has better drunk stories, probably, right? Unfortunately,
oh my gosh,
for them,
I know.
Than cab drivers, Uber, and Lyft drivers,
yeah,
as well. 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON.
Yeah, what is like your weirdest experience in either a rideshare or a cab? That's what we want to hear about right now.
I see you as an Uber talker, a Lyft talker. Are you, Tammy, are you a talker?
No, it depends. It depends. My husband's definitely more of the talker. He always likes to get to know who's driving him and what they're doing.
Is Kurt super weird and gets in the front seat? There's nobody in the back seat?
No.
Okay.
No, only if that's the only spot available. But it depends on the driver. Some like to talk, sometimes I don't.
I don't.
Yeah.
And I'm not an antisocial guy. I mean, I know you can speak for me. But I don't know. I don't want Chatty Cathy when I'm in a car for some reason. I don't personal preference.
Yeah.
833-287-1037. Lara is in Sarah Mesa. A lot of calls in Sarah Mesa today. Lara has a great Uber story.
There was one lady that you could tell Uber was probably one of her first jobs she's ever had. And she had a lot of like little cat figurines on her dashboard, and she was sobbing because one of her cats had died earlier that morning.
Oh God. I'm sorry. That's horrible, but please pull over.
Oh.
I need to get in a different car. Is that mean to say?
No, I know, but yeah. Yeah. It's
can
like,
you imagine?
Right? That's so uncomfortable.
She was crying and driving and then, like, would cry really ridiculously at, like, red lights and stuff like that.
Oh, jeez.
And we weren't going far, and it was pretty late, so we just decided to stay in the Uber. And we were going about 4 miles down the road.
Yeah, I'd have walked.
Yeah.
I'd have walked. Seriously. Can you imagine you're at red lights? I'll never be the same.
Without
and then she looks
Fluffy.
Back, I'm taking you with me.
Yeah, right.
What?
I know. It'd
what?
Be scary, right? What? Oh, my gosh.
I automatically go for the worst scenario, but.
All right. Let's go to Cody now. Cody, what is your most unusual rideshare story?
So it was Halloween night, and it was in 2016. I picked these two individuals up.
Cody Pell, I'm sorry. Your phone is jacking right now. I can't hear you very well. Is there a way to speak a little clearer or maybe louder? Or
hear me better now?
That's better, yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. So you were saying it's Halloween.
Okay, so it was Halloween night. Picked up two individuals in El Cajon. And they were going probably 2.5 miles.
Okay.
And when I picked them up, one of them started convulsing in the back.
Oh, no.
Foam come out of their mouth and everything.
Oh, man.
You said foam. Foam.
Yes, foam.
Oh, jeez.
Like foam. And I was trying to figure out what was going on. And I looked back and he was, I mean, just gone. He was so drunk and high. He couldn't like talk, couldn't do anything. So
oh,
we called
man.
The ambulance and we had to sit there for 6.5 hours, and I had 5 different police officers question me about it.
Oh, honey.
So you're an Uber driver. You're doing your job, trying to get paid, trying to feed your family.
Ooh.
And this person has an issue in the back seat, and now you're on the hook for it for 6 hours.
Yes. And come to find out, he was 19, and the girl he was with was 17.
Oh, geez.
Well,
man.
What could possibly go wrong
well,
there?
You know, and you think about that. You think about the drivers and what they have
right.
to deal with.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Yuck.
Gosh. We're so busy saying we don't want a yappy driver, and then here we go.
Thank you.
You know? Yeah, thank you for what you do, honey. It's
yep.
not.
Thanks,
sometimes
Cody.
I imagine it's super fun, but then sometimes not so much.
My buddy Nate drove a cab for a few years mm-hmm. in downtown Minneapolis, and there were places that he just flat out wouldn't go to.
Yeah, right.
He just said, no, it's not going to go.
Yeah.
It's not safe.
Don't
it's not
him.
Cool. I'm not
going
to clean up. I'm not cleaning up the back of my cab all night.
Yeah,
he just
exactly.
wouldn't do it. In fact,
exactly.
I had a guy after one of our country fests. Mm-hmm. I was kind of assigned to take care of,
mm-hmm.
and we tried to get him two Ubers home, and two Ubers
said
would not pick him up. And I'm like,
yeah.
I don't blame you, but please,
right.
please,
yeah,
I'm
right.
trying to have some fun here. We yeah. get rid of this guy, please.
Yeah, totally fun. Get it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.